Many Canadians are struggling under a crushing debt load. What got them there, job loss, divorce, health problems, or careless spending, whatever it was, the challenge to get out from under it is immense. There are lots of services out there promising to help. But in a recent alert to consumers, the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada instructed people to be cautious. Jane Rooney is Canada's financial literacy leader. She joins us now. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Bruce. Thank you for having me on the show.
Why did you decide to issue this alert? Is it becoming more of a problem?
Well, what we've been learning from our stakeholders and consumers is, and really through advertising, that there are lots of organizations out there offering to help repair your credit score or help you pay down your debt. And we would like people to be very cautious when they are engaging with a firm that's offering that kind of a promise.
How do you tell between the two types? And I'm using probably an artificial distinction here, but the for-profit, and there are different models, and the not-for-profit ones that are, you know, like the Credit Canada or Credit Counseling Society, those kinds of things. How do you tell when you're doing your research which one is which?
Well, there are some firms that are funded by fees that they charge directly to the consumer, and they make money on those fees that they've charged to you as the consumer. There are others that are funded through contributions by creditors, like financial institutions, and they might charge fees for programs that they offer, for example, budgeting tips or help you understand your credit wisely. But they will tell you the type of fees that are associated with those products.
Mm. What are the ways that the for-profit world makes their money? And I'm not providing any moral judgment on that. I mean, we live in a capitalist society, but what are the ways? Like, what do the fees look like? How do they make money on loans? What are the sorts of things that a consumer should know just to go in with eyes open?
So we're of the understanding that some of the fees can be very prohibitively costly. So how they make their money is by upfront fees charged to consumers or fees with the guise of paying back your credit. So essentially, what we've seen in recent advertising, you know, improving your credit score, offering of loans with the promise to pay back and improve your credit score. So they will extend the loan, they will charge a very high interest rate and possibly fees around that loan with the promise that as you're paying back that loan, that they're reporting the information and improving your credit score. The challenge with that model is that it's a new loan with a very expensive loan that you're paying. You have not paid down the other debts that you still owe. Mm. And we understand that that information might not be actually reported to the credit reporting agencies, Equifax and TransUnion. So your credit score has actually not been improved.
There also is the perception in that marketing messaging that you can sort of snap your fingers and fix your credit score, when in fact what you have to do is retrain the lenders to believe that you're going to be a good borrower. That takes time.
That's exactly it. And it's really your own bill payment history that can improve your credit score. So it's how you are able to repay the loans and the debts that you've got. So really, we recommend that, you know, put your energy in repaying that debt and seek help with accredited credit counselors. As you've mentioned, Credit Counseling Canada, Canadian Association of Credit Counseling Services. Links are available on our website to these organizations. It's canada.ca/money. And you can search for these accredited credit counselors that can help you put a budget together, understand how to use credit wisely.
I think there's so much emotion and so much drama around people's financial situation that they might pursue the air quotes simple path of bankruptcy or a consumer proposal instead of initially meeting with that credit counselor and seeing if there are things that they could do before they go down that path. Is that a fair characterization?
There are definitely people who would like to get help and find out if they should declare bankruptcy. And actually, the only people who can help you decide whether or not to declare bankruptcy are qualified licensed insolvency trustees. And those folks are actually licensed by the federal government, the Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy. They actually will provide consumers with a fair assessment of their situation, financial situation, for free before they put a decision together on whether or not you need to declare bankruptcy or consumer proposal. So there are organizations and there are people out there that can help you assess your own situation, and those might be licensed insolvency trustees who can then take that next step if you are someone who should be declaring bankruptcy. Mm.
And there are costs associated with that, both monetary and non-monetary, with either the consumer proposal or the bankruptcy filing. What are some things that people should know, broadly speaking, on those two paths?
Yeah, the thing about declaring bankruptcy is the information will actually stay on your credit report for a while. Most provinces keep the information for 6 to 7 years. So there's information that will be on your credit report, so you can't access credit then in for a period of time. So there are things to really consider, whether or not you should declare bankruptcy, and then that will impact your ability to access credit going forward for a little while. That's something to consider before you go that path. But credit counseling officers, organizations like Credit Counseling Canada, can help you. Again, many counselors will offer up to 2 hours of free services to assess your financial situation, help you set up a budget, help you look at where your debts are, and then those organizations can actually work as an intermediary between you and your creditors. Mm. They can help, you know, consolidate your debts. They can actually work with intermediaries on a voluntary basis to assess whether or not they can drop your interest rate as low as 0%, so that as you start paying back your debts, you're actually not accumulating more with more interest.
With those for-profit firms that we talked about, and they advertise a lot. When I ride public transit, that's one of the ads you're almost certainly going to see. Who regulates them?
The provincial and territorial governments oversee this sector. So in Ontario, for example, it's the Consumer Protection Ontario through the Ministry of Government and Consumer Services. We have links to all of the provincial and territorial offices. Again, it's on canada.ca/money. So you can find out the regulatory body for each province and territory.
And how tight are the regulations on what they're allowed to say from an advertising perspective? Because I know I started my career in marketing ages ago, and there was always a legal opinion before you ever said anything, because you had to justify with data what you were claiming on this. Does it feel like that things are less clear here or less enforced? Or
I think that, you know, I can't speak to how regulation is overseen at the provincial and territorial level, but I think that consumers should definitely contact their territorial or provincial regulator to understand better this area. You know, we point people to accredited credit counseling organizations and we ask people to be cautious. If you see an organization asking for upfront fees, offering a loan to help repair your credit, you know, it's important for you to ask the right questions, and we have questions listed on our website to help guide you. We have links to organizations that are accredited that have higher levels of standards, you know, of practice that can help people through this process. And you're right, it's a very personal and it's a very stressful situation. And so that's why federal government, FCAC, is developing this material to help guide people, to help educate people around this topic.
It's very helpful. Jane, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Bruce.
Jane Rooney is Canada's financial literacy leader.